What's going on, movie talk fans, moviegoers all over the world? I'm Ryan D, from Ryan680, and you're listening to Alamo City Movie Talk. Movie talk for movie fans, guys. If you're in the movie world, right into your ears, devices, thank you for making me a part of your day. I'm so excited for this. I'm sweating, I'm grilling, and just amazing. I just can't wait to talk about this trailer, guys. Let's get right to it. I mean, Robert Pattinson, the second trailer. This comes out in March 2022, guys. And I'm sorry if I'm yelling, but I'm so damn excited for this. Oh, man. Oh, it's going to be good. I hope it's going to be good. I don't know. Let's find out, guys. Let's get right to it. Let's start this trailer. Start this bad boy.
Before you, nothing less.
I don't care what happens to me.
It's only gonna get worse for you.
Whoa, take it easy, sweetheart. Hear everything they say, ain't you?
Maybe we're not so different. Who are you under there?
What the hell, dude?
What's black and blue and dead all over? You. Dick.
I got you!
Dude, that was just wow. Okay, so dude, that was epic. That was the perfect trailer, like literally the perfect trailer. The runtime was 2 minutes and 38 seconds. You know, this way this scene opens up, it opens up with Riddler. Look, we're getting a totally different side of Riddler from what we got in Jim Carrey, the 90s version of it, obviously. But dude, this is more serious version of it. We see Alfred in here as well. We get a little sense of Andy Serkis as Alfred, which is very different, I would say. I'm loving it though. It's very different. It didn't disappoint me whatsoever. I'm pleased with it. I really am. We get into a sense to where this is Batman starting out from the beginning, which is what I always wanted. You know, that was my biggest concern with Zack Snyder Batman, was that it's starting out years later, which is okay. It just sucks because it's like, dude, I want to start up where he starts off. Obviously, he starts off with a bat signal. And that's the thing, is that we get that sense to where. Where is Gotham at this time? This Gotham's for early stages. No one knows who Batman really is in that sense. He's barely coming out. And I love that iconic scene of where, I mean, Bruce Wayne is Batman. Batman is Batman, obviously. And it's just, we get a sense to where Bruce Wayne's attitude, his vengeance, how he's so indecisive with his decisions a lot. And we see that in this in this trailer, dude. This is so beautiful. And he is just out for vengeance. He's tired of crime taking over Gotham. This is the Batman we deserve. This is what we need. I'm so excited, guys. I'm excited that you guys had a chance to watch this with me. Selina Kyle just looks beautiful. God, she looks just like the comic book. I mean, the hairstyle, everything is just, that's beautiful, man. And the score, the music is so beautiful, man. I'm definitely getting this as a steelbook. I know you guys will as well. It's just, this looks beautifully done. And again, we're not going to see too much gadgets. So that's why I liked about it, because this is him first starting out. This is him going to his own insanity of just trying to beat these criminals to death. And I get that, because you're just trying to rid Gotham of this crime. You want Gotham to be pure and everything. And that's where he gets stuck in it. And he's trying to go after these crime. We see Copperpot. I don't know if he's going to be a main villain, because he doesn't really have, you know, of course, his suit yet. He might be a side character as well. But I mean, obviously he takes a good part in this movie, because Batman does knock him out, knocks his car out, and it's upside down. So, I mean, dude, I love this trailer. This trailer is so beautiful. March 4, 2022 can't come any sooner. Dolby Cinema, getting this IMAX. I'm watching this IMAX. I can't wait, guys. If you have not already, hit that subscribe button down below and give me a thumbs up for my reaction, guys. Stay safe, San Antonio. Catch y'all later. Thanks for watching.